WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving deep into something that affects almost all of us at some point, anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning out of control? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, you can't seem to focus, and everything feels just a little too much. Yeah, anxiety's a real buzzkill. But guess what? We don't have to let it rule our lives. This podcast isn't about pretending anxiety doesn't exist. It's about learning how to manage it, find inner calm, and build that unshakable confidence we all crave. So buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously. The more you understand your anxiety triggers those situations, thoughts, or even physical sensations that send your stress level soaring, the better equipped you are to manage them. It's like having a cheat sheet for your own mind. Think about it. What sets off your anxiety alarm? Is it deadlines at work, social gatherings, or maybe just scrolling through endless news feeds? Once you identify those triggers, you can start to develop strategies to navigate them more effectively. Next, we need to talk about that inner voice, the one constantly running commentary on our lives. Often, this voice is filled with negative self-talk and unrealistic expectations. It's like a constant critic whispering doubts in your ear. But here's the thing. You have the power to reprogram it. Start challenging those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Why would I say this to a friend? Replace those destructive thought patterns with positive affirmations and realistic self-talk. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one. Now, let's get practical. Deep breathing exercises are like magic for your nervous system. Ever notice how taking a few deep breaths can instantly calm you down? That's because it sends signals to your body that it's time to relax. When anxiety hits, take a moment to focus on your breath. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, visualizing the tension leaving your body with each exhale. Speaking of relaxation techniques, incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine can be a game changer. Mindfulness is all about being fully present in the moment without judgment. Try dedicating just 5 minutes each day to mindful meditation. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and simply observe your thoughts or feelings without getting carried away by them. It's like taking a mental vacation from the constant chatter of your mind. And finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Reaching out for support is crucial. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly liberating and remind you that there are people who care and want to help. Think about the last time you were feeling overwhelmed. Maybe it was a big deadline at work, a stressful social event, or even just a chaotic morning routine. I bet those racing thoughts started to take over, leaving you feeling anxious and out of control. Now imagine this. Instead of letting anxiety hijack your day, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that you've got this. You start focusing on the task at hand, breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps. You even reach out to a friend for support, knowing that you don't have to face this alone. So remember, managing anxiety is not about eliminating it entirely, it's about learning to navigate it effectively and find inner calm amidst the chaos. It's about building that resilience, developing coping mechanisms, and embracing those moments of self-compassion. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread some stoic wisdom and help each other build a more peaceful and confident life. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.